This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 4. It says there, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with the shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng." End of quote. People expect if all goes well with you, God is with you. If any severe problems hit you, then they imagine God is not with you. You see, our problems could be financial, relational, family like David's, health or something else. When David was hit with severe troubles, verse 3 says, people asked all day long, they asked him, "Where is your God?" The heartbreaking matter is when a Christian entertains such thoughts. Do you see the folly of such views from David's and other faith warriors' life in the Bible? It goes against the fabric of the whole Word of God, the Bible. If Christians keep such attitude and outlook toward hurting people who are faced with various trials and problems in their Christian life, we may even doubt whether they are genuinely born again by the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, day and night, David was ridiculed and ostracized by people whom he trusted. A man called Shimei, who belonged to David's clan and family, he started throwing stones at him and cursed David repeatedly, saying, get out, you murderer, you scoundrel. The Lord has repaid you for all the blood you shed in the household of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. This is what he said while he was throwing stones at David. The Lord has given the kingdom into the hands of your son Absalom, he said. You have come to ruin because you are a murderer. 2 Samuel 16, 5-8. Those are hard words. The God's anointed, whom God made a king over Israel from the lowly profession of a shepherd, was beaten down in humiliation, despair, sadness, and sorrow. Shimei used his cruel, sharp, and unkind words to bruise David more. Even Mephibosheth did not go with David. Bible says in 2 Samuel 16:3, he stayed at Jerusalem, saying, today Israelites would restore to him his father's, Saul's, his grandfather's kingdom to him. You see, David showed kindness to Mephibosheth and adopted him as one of his own children. See what he thinks now when David was in trouble? You see, such opportunities are still among us, aren't they? Today's Bible Insight says, amid all such depressing conditions, David reflected and remembered the excellent days God gave him in the past. He said, when I pour out my soul, I remembered the things of the past, how I used to go to the house of God with the shouts of joy and praise with worshippers, how well he was under the protection of the mighty God. We should reflect on the past good, peaceful, and blessed spiritual experiences with God. You see, reflecting on the good things God gave in the past can revitalize us to face the current issues and problems. Dearly beloved, are you in trouble? Are people unkind to you? Are they breaking you apart with their attitudes, words, and actions? First, run to God and stick with Him. He loves you. God loves you. Do not go away from God and stop worshiping Him. Do not go away from the church. Let no one prevent you from the God-given right and privilege of reflection and worship. May God forgive such people because they do not know even what they are doing. Remember the past victories God gave you, past successes He gave you. Think and reflect on the blessings He granted you in the past. Where you are now is because of God's permissive will and approval. And He knows all things. He has His supernatural power and genuine Christians to help you. He will deliver and restore you. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, yet I am so thankful to God who always marches us to victory under the banner of the anointed one, Jesus Christ. The voice paraphrased like this. Why did he say that? Because God gives us the victory because he uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere in this world. You may ask, Sam, do you believe this? Let me tell you, I do believe with no doubt. I don't have any doubt on that. That God uses your experience to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Jesus Christ everywhere. God promised this in his book, the Bible. You see, God marches His children to victory after the fall under the banner of Jesus Christ. Don't you love it? You will be His aroma that brings His knowledge and gospel to the many in this world. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe my circumstances all are to bring forth aroma and glory to Your name. You know all about me. I surrender my life to You. I remember the good days You gave me in the past. As I reflect on those past good blessings, I seek You to deliver me from my current problems and pains, so that I will bring praises and glory to Your name again. I believe Jesus died for my sins and He rose again. I need Jesus as my Savior and Lord, because Jesus marched me to victory. God marched me to victory under the banner of the name of Jesus Christ. I thank You for saving me. Come to my life today and bless me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.